Thank you for holding. Is this Benny?
Yes.
Good morning, Benny. Or should say after, or almost afternoon. Good noon. my name's John. I'm the director here. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to come on the line to apply a discount towards your pricing structure. She said your company just started in April of this year?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I'll apply the new in business credit, but did you have any questions about the listing or how any of it works?
I mean, I think she explained it pretty well. I mean, it would be putting my business name, if people search, you know, on the first page of like the Google search, if I understood correct.
Right. Yeah. So like if somebody, okay. It doesn't have to just be people in Seminole. Like if they're within a 50-mile radius of Seminole, they'll be able to see you if they type in like gutter installations, or just gutters or seamless gutter installation, right? We give you 15 different keyword terms, but anytime they type in one of those phrases, you'll be seen as a top recommended option in the local map section. Those are the guys like right next to the map. There's only like three of them that show up. We had one spot that opened up within our company. So, if we fill that.
Okay. It only does a 50-mile radius, or you can adjust that?
I mean, we could grow it, but then obviously the cost is going to go up. If she's transferring you over to me to get the pricing down, I'm assuming that this conversation is going to be about cost efficiency and getting the price down as much as possible. So that's why.
Well, she hadn't mentioned anything about price at all yet. I was just curious because most of the work I do is you know, at least 50 to 75 miles, but some of it's even 100 miles from...
Wow.
From Seminole, because, I mean, Seminole's not very big. That's where I live.
Right.
That's where my shop is and everything, but, I mean, I'm out Midland, Odessa, Lubbock, you know, everywhere in between there. I'm not.
Well,
I'm traveling a lot, so.
So there is a company, PK Construction. Have you heard of them before?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. So they have a campaign that includes Google Ads. They also have a Google Guarantee campaign. The difference is that campaign, you know, when you're covering that kind of service area, now you're talking $499 a month upwards, and it could go upwards to, you know, $799, realistically. So, I mean, you're talking anywhere from you could be paying $500, you could be paying $800 to cover that kind of ground. With a 50-mile radius, we're just starting out. So we're just getting to know each other. We're evaluating the return on investment, getting you a consistent flow of jobs. It's not an overnight thing, right? If you're hurting and you're saying, hey, you want something to start happening right away, then yeah, I would recommend jumping into the $499 campaign, right? If it's one of those things where you're like, hey, okay, I can wait a couple weeks to get the PIN verification done, and then obviously you get a consistent flow of leads coming from my area, then, you know, now you're talking $299 for the local listing. So it's a big difference between $300 and $800 every month, right? But I don't know. You know, everybody's pockets are different. Some people, some things are more affordable than others, you know. Just from my experience, though, usually when guys are starting a business, they want to have less money going out and more money coming in. And the way to do that would be to put you on our Platinum Package. The Platinum Package is advertised at $499, but I would be dropping it down to that $299 pricing structure. So that will get you the website.
Okay.
That will get you the first page placement on Google for 50 miles. It gets you on the first page of Bing for 50 miles. You have Yelp. You have Yellow Pages. You have Thumbtack. You can get leads from those. You're on Facebook ads. You're on Amazon Alexa voice search results. So that's an A to Z campaign. You know what I mean? It's not just relying 100% on just Google and that 50-mile radius to get you jobs. You're going to have other ways to get jobs. And it's in our best interest to get you as many jobs as we can, so that way you keep paying for the service each month, and then we have the opportunity to grow you into something bigger.
Okay.
Okay. So that's what I was thinking, was that I would approve this discount Tara requested, start you out at $299 on a month-to-month basis. You don't have to sign any kind of long-term contract. I'll get you the tracking system. And then we could take it 1 month at a time. And then obviously once we know the clients are coming in or an educated plan of attack on what's working best for your business, then we talk, you know, expanding and doing stuff bigger. But I think your opinion Not saying it's wrong, but you're coming from an opinion where you're not on the first page of Google. So you don't know. The 50-mile radius might be more than enough.
Yeah.
You don't know until you get up there, and then we can evaluate it, you know? If you feel it's underwhelming, then obviously we can expand. But I think you'll be surprised at what you see. Everybody uses Google, and once you're not paying per lead anymore, you'll be, you know, saving money and making more at the same time and have your business in a profitable situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. At that price point, I'd be willing to give it a try.
Yeah, you'll love it. I mean,
for sure.
Yeah, we already know, like, just based off of if you could do anything with HomeAdvisor, because HomeAdvisor's leads come from Google. I don't know if you knew that, but they resell them.
I didn't, but...
Yeah, they're up there. If you type in gutters or, like, gutter installation in Seminole, underneath where we're talking about listing you, there's Angie's Leads, which is HomeAdvisor by Angie's Leads, and it says 20 best gutter installation companies. So when they get one lead off Google, they'll sell it to, like, five or six of you guys on that list. And they charge all of you, even if you don't get the job. So that's why I was telling you, you're going to love this, because the customers are going to be able to call you directly as your own entity. You're not getting charged per lead, and you don't have to deal with the leads going to five or six other guys. So we're actually holding you.
Well, I mean, I'm on HomeAdvisor now, but
right.
So far I'm not very happy with it. I mean,
yeah.
You call 20 seconds after you get the lead, you know. And so far I've had a bunch of them where I can't even get a hold of anybody, or they don't answer, or, you know, all kinds of stuff. So, but it was the same way. I was just going to try it, see if it would, if I would see what the ROI was like on it. And
yeah, that's the smartest
thing.
No
good. I won't stick with it, but.
No, and your logic is spot on. If you're going to be successful, you got to have your eggs in more than one basket, and you evaluate them. The good thing about our service is you're going to actually have an opportunity to see how about 40 different things work. Not just the Google thing, but you're going to be able to see your results from Bing and how Yelp works and Yellow Pages and Facebook ads. So, you know, we'll really provide you with a lot of solutions and a lot of information in the first couple months. Well, you'll know exactly what direction is going to be best for your company long term.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm willing to give that a try at that price point.
Okay. All right, Benny. So I'm going to create your profile. There's a Google Business page that we have to create and verify. So it might sound a little repetitive, but I need to get the basics down for you. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this line that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay. So 432-209-4141?
That's correct.
All right. And your first name is just Benny?
Yes.
Okay. Is that short for anything?
Nope. That's my name.
Benny? Okay. I like that. Like Benny
yes,
the Bull.
Sir.
And then what's your last name?
That's Giesbrecht. Okay. Giesbrecht.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's unique. Is that German?
Yep, it sure is.
Okay. I'm like, the end of it looks very much like my mother's maiden name. Okay. And then what is your business email? I'm going to send you everything in writing because of the discounts that I applied, so that way you have it all in black and white, and then also the invoice receipt. This is a business expense, so you'll be able to write these payments off.
Okay. It's just my first and last name, no capitals. And then 40@gmail.com.
Okay, let me just make sure this comes back valid. Okay, is it okay if I send you a test email? Because this is where I'm going to send your invoice and the agreement in writing.
Yep, that's fine.
Okay, it's just going to be a headline test, and it'll also have my contact information in there. Let me know when you get that. And then while we're waiting for that to come through, can you verify the business street address?
It's 553 FM 2885, and that's Seminole, Texas.
Okay.
79360. Okay, yeah, that email came through.
Okay, perfect. So that means we got the email right. Okay, maybe I'm getting this wrong. So 553-FM-2886?
2885.
Five. Okay, that was the problem. It was coming back as it's getting an error message here.
I don't know if it will pull it up. Like, you try Google Maps or whatever, it doesn't pull it up.
Well, it will now, but I will put in a request to have it hidden if it's a residence. So I'm going to actually have the street address hidden. You'll still get the PIN verification, but when you see your listing, it'll just say Seminole, Texas, 79360.
Okay, yeah, I'd prefer that anyway. Like I said, I store all my materials and everything in my shop, but it being gutters the way it is, you know, you're just going out. Nobody's ever technically coming to an office, so I don't have an office or anything.
Yeah, I know how it is. I mean, pro-Second Amendment state, with a pro-Second Amendment guy like myself, I wouldn't want anybody showing up to my house uninvited either.
For sure. So.
That's a problem, right? All right.
Yep.
Okay, so I got your business profile verified. I just need to know the hours of operation.
It would be the same every day. Well, I mean, Monday through Saturday, I guess, like 7 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay. And then Sunday closed, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And can you accept cash, check, and card?
I'm working on the card deal right now to get set up to take cards. As of right now, it would be just cash and check until I get that through. It should be done here any day now, but...
Okay. We do have a PayPal integration, so if you do get a business PayPal account, we can actually hook that up to your website. So that way, when you're with a customer, you can have them just pay through your .com. They could go in there, put their credit card in there, and submit the payment.
Okay.
Okay, so I could get that set up for you if you get the business PayPal. If not, we'll just leave it as a contact us profile on the site. Now, I'm going to send you some text here. Okay, one's my direct number and extension. I'll be your account lead moving forward. So if you have questions, comments, or concerns, or you want something done quickly, you can contact me directly. There's also a 24/7 customer service department available to you. And then the other text is going to be an email address, just photos@localsplash.com, and that's for any logo that you already have or photos that you would like added to the portfolio on your .com website.
Okay.
Okay, we would also use those photos for your Facebook ad and for your Google business profile as well. Same thing with your logo. We want to brand you as much as possible.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So. Let me know when you get both of those, and then I will schedule your client interview.
Yeah, I got them.
Okay, perfect. So the client interview is usually about 30 to 45 minutes. During the client interview, what they do is they go over all the keywords that you're going to be found for. We do have recommendations ready for you, but you have final say on what you're listed for. We want to kind of customize it so that way you're not getting unqualified calls. Same thing with the service area. They're going to want to customize that. And then, of course, your .com website, we're going to want to customize that as well. So usually a client interview, like I said, 30 to 45 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window. So is there a time later today or tomorrow where we can get that knocked out?
Later today would probably be better. I'm on at a job site right now, so.
Okay, I have a 4 to 5 this afternoon, if you're available at that time.
That would be perfect.
Okay, awesome. So I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail. I'm going to create it right now. And then I'm also going to send a text message reminder 1 hour prior to the appointment. Okay, so about 3 o'clock.
Okay.
If anything pops up or like that job goes over, I understand. Like everybody I work with is a business owner, just let me know. I could always reschedule it for you, but I want to make sure we get this client interview done as soon as possible. That way when we come out of the weekend, we already have a website pretty much finished for you.
Okay.
All right. So I'm sending you that invitation now. Bear with me for just a moment. Okay. Save. Okay. Okay. And that will be with a separate technician. They will contact you on the 877 number that I'm texting you from. Do I have them contact you at this line?
Yes, that would be fine.
Okay. There's no, like, other cell phone that you want me to add to the business profile, just in case?
No, I mean, this is the only one I have as of right now, so.
Okay. No problem. Just have it like that. Alright, you should get that invitation there. Let me know when you receive it, and then we'll proceed with securing the listing. Yeah, the Google placement's really a money maker.
I got it.
Okay, perfect. And then in terms of securing your first month payment of the $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle, how did you want to do that?
With a card.
Okay. Is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
MasterCard.
Okay. And is it under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under my name. It's another thing I'm still waiting on. The cards haven't came yet for the business side of it. So.
Okay. No worries. Like I said, you have my direct number and extension, so if you want to swap that out, I totally understand. All my guys, they try to have everything go through their business account, so that way when they're filing, everything's kind of lined up and they get their write-offs. But just let me know. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that we're going to send your Google PIN verification letter?
Yes.
Okay. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Okay. It'd be 5269.
5269.
2600.
2600.
2390.
2390.
6832.
6832. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
03/27.
03/27, and there should be a small three-digit code on the back.
544.
544. Oh, that's my extension. That's interesting. All right, so I have to walk you through a voice verification as an added form of protection for you before I can legally authorize any kind of transaction with 2G seamless gutters. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say, Benny, that you don't understand or you don't agree to, just stop me. Just, hey, John, what does that mean? You know, I'll gladly rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any transaction, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you are on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
2G Seamless Gutters.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Benny Giesbrecht. I'm the owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So that one, just to be transparent with you, because it sounded like you're like, meh. We know what you're already using on the internet, right? We're a Google partner. So anything that has to do with your name, address, and phone number currently, we're aware of, right? It's more so like after today, we're not saying you can't add anything or you got to cancel stuff that you're already doing now. It's just saying after today, if you're going to add something, we want you to let us know so we can make sure that you're not paying for something that we're already doing for you or duplicating any of those listings. It causes a discrepancy. We have to go in there and fix
okay.
it. Okay. So if you're not sure, just double check with me. Say, hey, you know, you guys do Yelp? Obviously, we do Yelp, but this is an example. You know, I'll let you know, and then that way you don't have to sign up for those guys. If politely decline and let them know you already got somebody taking care of it.
Okay.
And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do ask that you give it at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it's paid out 1 month at a time. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's September 29th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, this is going to be for the Platinum package, meaning that I've included the .com website for you at no additional charge, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your programming. So when the term is completed, your agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 29th day, but it'll remain in that discounted price of $299. Now, it does state here in the fine print, you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. You are not bound to any kind of contract. If you are going to discontinue, we do ask that you contact us before the next billing is due, so that way we can stop your billing cycle, but there are no cancellation fees nor penalties should you decide to discontinue. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to send this to you in writing, by the way, too, in just a second, and then you'll have it in black and white, and you can sign off on it. But I'm going to authorize the first month's payment. Okay, when the payment clears, you're going to receive a welcome text message as well as a welcome email loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. The email is also going to contain the username and password for you to log into your account dashboard and tracking system. Okay. Very important. Okay. That tracking system will help you, like, request reviews from clients, track down leads. Maybe it's like you're so busy that you're missing calls, you could still go in there and gather those leads. That way you're not missing the opportunities. Okay. So that's going to be a useful tool each month. I'll be able to sit down with you and go, hey, Benny, you spent $299, but here's the return on investment from last month. You know, I could show you all the potential leads. I don't know your exact transactions and what you're making from those guys, but, you know, I could definitely pull a recording and say, hey, I heard her talking 10,000 something and you guys linked up.
Yeah.
You know, how does that
yep,
go?
Yep, for sure.
And you'll have access to those too, obviously. And that'll help if there's any kind of like crazy customers that you run into. But okay. Let me know when you get this text. There's a specific one that we're looking for. It'll say, Benny, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I got it.
Okay, there's a link in there. You see that where it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms?
Pardon me, what was that?
There's a link in there. It'll say, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you click that, and then you'll find a full outline of the agreement in writing. So this is going to have all the products and features that we're providing for you. It's going to have the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy, etc. And then at the bottom, it's going to ask you to sign off on it. Okay, so you'll get the, obviously you have to authorize that this is you. It's not somebody pretending to be you and use your card, right? So you certify you're an authorized user on that. And then you'd sign off on it. You'll find the hard copy in your email. We're also going to keep the hard copy too. So that way there's no confusion moving forward, because I have you on a discounted pricing structure that I overrode for Tara. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Once that's done, I have a check. Okay,
so you
got
have
it.
So you have to sign in to be able to.
That's the tracking system. So don't worry about that right now. At your client interview, they're going to give you the YouTube video and the login credentials for that. I have the client interview.
Oh, okay. So I don't have to agree to it. I don't have to do any of that.
No, yeah, you don't have to do anything with that right now. Yeah. The only things I need you to focus on right now is the client interview, okay? The PIN verification letter usually takes 3 to 5 days. So I'm thinking Thursday, Friday, next week. There's a 5-digit number on the back of that. Remember, that comes in the mail. I need that number from you. Okay? Very important.
Okay.
Okay? You only have to do that one time for as long as you own your company, but I need that 5-digit number on the back so I can go ahead and go live with everything.
Okay.
And then obviously any logo or photos, send them to that email address. So client interview, PIN verification, send in photos and logo. Okay? And then obviously they'll we'll be following up with you. We're going to hold your hand in the beginning. You know what I mean? It's going to be probably be annoying, but it's in our best interest to make sure everything gets up and running properly. Then once we know it's up and running properly and you start receiving calls, we'll back off and just let you do your thing.
Okay.
Okay. We don't want to become a distraction to you, but we do want to make sure everything gets
set
up right.
That email where I send the logo and the photos to and all of that, that you sent me that link.
Yeah,
well.
Do me a favor. Let's verify before we go here. Go to your text messages, and then there's an email address in there. You'll have the text with my direct number and extension was the first one I sent you. It should say, hi, this is John.
Yeah.
Okay, and then that's my direct extension. If you dial the number without the extension, you'll just get one of my reps. You could always ask for me, too. I'm one of the directors here. But we have 24/7 customer service, so there's always somebody to help you at that line. And then just above it, or the text after that, should be photos@localsplash.com.
Okay, yep, I have that here.
Okay, that's the one. So if you could send your logo and your photos to that, we already have your email and your phone number on file. So whichever method you choose to use to send it over, we'll know it's you. It'll be affiliated with your account, and then we can go ahead and post those on the site, the Facebook page, and the Google Business profile.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to build your Facebook page from scratch, but you will have access to it. Okay? And then there's a weekly posting that we'll do on that. Just to give you a transparency on it. A lot of the Facebook posts will ask your permission before we just move ahead and post. So if you do send photos and you're wondering why it didn't immediately show up on Facebook, but it did show up on your Google Business and your site, the verification is just a little different. So we'll cross that bridge when we get there, but basically we just have to get your permission before.
In a sense, y'all kind of run the Facebook page. Like if I would post stuff on the Google lead, it would get posted on the Facebook as well.
Yeah, exactly. So we have a whole department that's
dedicated to that. I already have a Facebook page.
Okay, let me see if I can pull it up, because we're not going to create a duplicate. Like I said, any duplicates will cause a discrepancy, but during the client interview, they're going to want access to that page, so that way we can run your ads.
Okay.
Okay. Unless you don't want to do that, I could always remove that feature, but... You know, there's $100 of Facebook ads that we were able to give you in that package at no extra charge because of the discount.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's fine. I just want to make sure that you knew I did have a page and so we didn't end up with two of them.
No, I didn't know. I'm actually looking for it now. I'm trying to find the domain. If you actually have the link for that, because I did find one actually, but the address is different. I don't know if that's you. The address is completely different. The phone number... is different too. It's a 209-1633.
No, that I'm not sure.
That's J. And I came across as J and H. It's my bad. That's not it. J and H Siding. They're also in Seminole. Yeah, if you have a link, you could text it or like copy it and then text it to that 877 number. And then I'll be able to hyperlink it to your account right now. That way they know it's there.
Okay.
We'll get access to it during the client interview.
All right.
All right. So that concludes our initial setup process. Thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. I have zero doubt this is going to turn into a long-term business relationship as long as we're transparent and continue to communicate with each other, okay? So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, do not hesitate to call. Like I said, I'm still here with you, and there's a 24/7 customer service department. So we want to make sure everything's going smoothly and that your business is successful so that we can be successful, okay?
Okay. Well, I definitely appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to working with you. You have a great rest of your day, and then we'll circle back with you between 4 and 5 for that client interview.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.